this is James Maduke speaking, the author of 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. And you're listening to Secret 44 from the 52 Secrets. Now, what am I going to talk about today? Well, it's something that gets under my skin, and I got to rant about it because I think it's vitally important to anyone who's interested in selling online, marketing their website, doing internet marketing, building a small business online. And it's this whole notion of e-zines and email marketing. Now, one of the things that I've been able to do that I'm quite proud of is earn money each and every day from my online activities. And one of the things that I don't do anymore, and I want you to listen to this carefully because it is a secret, is I don't publish a newsletter. That's right, I don't publish a newsletter. Now, how do I get away with selling stuff online if I don't do a newsletter and do newsletter marketing? Aren't you supposed to have a newsletter? Isn't internet marketing all about newsletters? No, it's not. I think newsletters are overblown. I think newsletters or e-zines is what started out being the first way to talk to people on a regular basis via email. It was an electronic newsletter. And there's a lot of people that spend all of their time trying to figure out, what the heck am I going to put into my newsletter? Or what am I going to write into my newsletter this week? And a newsletter, remember, it's news and a letter. News and a letter. Now, I don't use a newsletter anymore because, I'll give you one good reason, newsletters tend to be throwaway. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, when you write a newsletter, what happens to it? You send it to your current subscribers, and then it gets put into some archive somewhere, and if someone subscribes a week later, a month later, a year later, do they really get touched by that newsletter? No, they don't. So I go to a little bit of a different model, and you notice you've subscribed to 52 Secrets. This is week 44. Now guess what happens? If someone subscribes tomorrow to the 52 Secrets, they start at Secret 1, so I get to use all of the content over and over again. So that's the first thing. Remember, we're trying to touch and build a relationship with people so that they understand a little bit about who we are, how we think, and give them valuable information because that's what they want. They want valuable information, stuff that's important to them, that's going to help them in whatever it is that you do for them. Whether it's business, personal, pleasure, doesn't really matter. Remember, they requested information from you on a regular basis. They didn't request that you write a newsletter. They requested valuable information. So don't get too hung up with an e-zine. Do get hung up with a system that touches people on a regular basis. And my suggestion is to use something or create something that can be reused on a regular basis. That's why I use the tip format as opposed to the e-zine format. Now, that's one thing about being in touch with someone, but how do you sell something online when you're in touch with them? Well, I think you've always got to provide that information, and what I try and do is give people the opportunity to find out more. And it's the difference between what and how. Let me explain that again. It's the difference between telling people what to do and how to do it. See, if you're giving people information, you should be telling them what to do in all of your free materials. Anytime you're giving some information, you're telling them what they should be doing about your particular topic or area of interest. You shouldn't be telling them how. When you tell the how, that's the sale part. So take a look at all of the materials that you send out. And in this case, what am I telling you to do? I'm telling you to do, what is it you should do? You should create a regular, once a week, once a day, whatever frequency you want, but you should be setting up a tip system that allows you to reuse the tips over and over again so that it doesn't matter when someone starts to subscribe to your list or becomes interested in your information, you can start them at the beginning and walk them through a progression. So what to do is not get hung up about an e-zine. How to do it, you'll have to go and find out from some of my products how to do it. And I think probably the best one would be 52 products in 52 days. And that's at www.yourowninformationproduct.com. So this whole thing about e-zines, I just want you to think a little bit outside of the box and recognize that an e-zine doesn't mean you have to be a news or magazine publisher. You have to provide valuable information only on a regular basis. And again, some people are going to remove themselves from your list, and that's okay. Don't take it personally. They're not saying no to you. They're saying no to the information that you're giving them. And some people will love it, and they're going to tell other people, and they'll tell other people, and your list will grow. You've got to have multiple little ways to touch people, to give them information, so that they can learn about you. They can understand who you are, what you're like, what you stand for, and what it means to them. What your information means to them, and what your experience means to them. This is just a great chance on the internet to be able to influence, persuade, to touch people, to really share what's unique about you and the life that you've had. And I think that's the best part about email marketing, newsletter marketing, all of this thing around touching and timing with your prospects and your customers is to really share yourself with them. This is James Maduke speaking. You've been listening to Secret 44 from the 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. See you again next week.